Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
This is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
We'll be right back.
All right, if you haven't heard, I am coughing my brains out to the disco beat. Trying to be hip like that. On comic book radio theater. I'm your host, Martin R. Howe. It's a number of minutes past 5 a.m. Good morning to you. Good morning. Since I do not feel well, everything on this show has been of the pre-recorded variety. Yes. Reaching into the memory banks. What else can I fill up in this show? How about this one? Here's something that I did live on air when I was in ill health. I was not feeling well, but I gave it my best shot anyhow. It's a horror story that involves the lumber industry, lumberjacks, and also hockey. Yeah, this story is called Strange Sports Stories Number 5 from June of 1974. It's a messed up story. Can you imagine if you were trying to play a hockey game and some ghost demon phantom shows up and says, I'll play goaltender for the other team that's against you, and because of its paranormal capabilities, seems to be able to save any shot, doesn't matter how good of a player you are. Can you imagine that happening to you? Wouldn't that drive you crazy and stuff like that? So there's your story right there. It's Strange Sports Stories, number 5, June of 1974. Get right quick into it. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on late night CKUW 95.9 FM radio. All right. Thanks for joining us in the late night, in the early morning, however you take it. It's CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. We do this from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The Hockey Mask of Death. 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 Who would believe a runaway ice hockey rink perched precariously on the brink of an icy waterfall in the far north country? Or an ice flow arena about the purge into the frigid waters below, carrying two deadly opponents.
No one alive can get past me, Big Yuck, unless you want to die! Trying! Die! Trying! Trying! Dead of winter, in a vast timber forest set deep in the glacial reaches of the Canadian Northwest. Have no fear, for your wager, mon ami Georges. I, Jacques Le Duc, will protect it.
Perhaps, but I put up a month's wages on the game, and if we lose...
Bah! Bah!
Lose? No. Trust me, your bet is safe. Big Jacques will slaughter them all. They will fall beneath my hockey stick like this tree falls underneath my axe.
It's true, Big Jacques. It's true. Why should I worry when you are our hockey team's best forward?
We tomorrow the choppers are one dead bunch, you betcha!
You sure are one big killer, just like your papa! Like your papa! 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 Papa!
Hey, Blue, you dare call my papa a killer? No one who lives calls him that. No one who lives calls him that. Who lives calls him that. Who lives calls him that.
Once more, the primal forest echoes in the trees, felling impact of an axe, this time swung in primitive velocity. a rage as red as the drops that now fall on the white snow below. A blind rage, a blind rage, a blind regretted rage. Almost as soon as it exploded, but now it's too late, it's too late, it's too late, it's too late, it's too late.
Mondu, what has Big Zhang done? The same as my father was accused of years ago, beheading his partner. But they never proved it. Never, 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 never.
The giant tree quivers under a fresh onslaught of mighty blows from a giant of a man.
Body was never found, and neither shall this one.
Once again, snowy silence blankets the lingering echoes of the grisly deed.
Never will, quote-unquote, it be found inside the hollowed-out tree stump. Who would think to look? After I tell them that Jorge quit the lumber camp to seek fortune in Alaska, oil brusque pesky, no. Looking for oil, you know what I mean.
The pre-game excitement of the ice hockey contest, scheduled for the following morning. No one questions the story.
How can we lose, Big Jog? Nobody stops you. No one stops the puck when you whack it. A half year's wages I bet on game, as good as in the bank. Make it a year's salary, mon ami, and you will win a year's vacation with pay! With pay! With pay! With pay!
Dawn rises, cold and still, as opposing teams representing the two rival lumber camps take their places on nature's own arena. A dammed up river iced over to form a landlocked rink. Ice hockey fever heats the avid fans, and the pregame betting continues hot and heavy.
your money where your big mouth is, you chopper!
Here, in your face, logger.
An uneasy quiet bestills the burly lumberjacks as the face-off is about to begin. The puck drops between the posed edgy centers and...
Hola! Our loggers have it!
Relay it to...
Big Shark!
Like greased lightning, Big Shark is off, hogging the puck as a chopper defenseman moves to intercept.
In your gut there, chopper! Sit this one out! Oof! Oof! Oof!
Faster than the eye, the bruising logger's illegal block goes unseen, and the second chopper defense man closes in.
Huh? 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 Alas! Now you see it! No, you don't!
Then, as Big Shark's receiving teammate draws the undivided attention of the alert enemy goalkeeper.
Go for the goal, Henri, while I take out the opposition.
Henri whips out a sizzler, headed straight for its mark. But equally determined, goalie is ready and waiting, and waiting, and waiting.
Nothing gets past me! Nothing gets past me, logger!
But the iron strong arms chop his legs from under him. Like a two-handed axe falling a tree.
Oh!
Big Shark picks up the puck and shoots it into the net.
Hi, I'm Martin R. Howell for CKUW 95.9. I'm reading you a comic book. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Now let's get back to our story.
Again, Big Shark's sneaky foul is hidden by his huge bulk and lightning speed. And its first score for the loggers. And a first timeout casualty. For the choppers.
Blasted! Tommy! He was our best goaltender! Who do we got for a substitute? Against Big Shark? Nobody! 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 Nobody!
Nobody good enough.
I ain't good enough. I ain't good enough. I ain't good enough. I ain't good enough. More than good enough to take on Big Jacques.
where did he come from? And when do you get lightning out of clear blue sky?
Who is he? I don't recognize his voice.
What's the difference? He's gotta be on our side. And right now, we can't be choosers.
The decision is made by the choppers. The ghostly goalie with the mask of death. He is in.
Ho, 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 ho. Another innocent lamb for the slaughter.
So, play is resumed. The loggers get the puck again, and after some dazzling ice work,
ha ha ha! The field is clear, newcomer. Now it's just you and me. Now we see if that death mask hides one dead pigeon. Ha ha ha!
The duel of giants is on. Confident in his massive strength and speed, Big Jacques contemptuously whips the puck towards his silent, stoic opponent. A shot. And a save. Again. A shot. And again. Another shot. And again. Shot. And again. And again. And again. And again. And again. A shot. And again. A save. And again. And again.
Moving with the cool precision and icy calm, the gigantic goalie returns every assault with spectacular speed.
Sucky Blue! He is everywhere, all at once! Everywhere, all at once! Like he's not even human!
Now! You're finally... You've met your match. You've finally met your match, Jacques Le Duc. Our game really begins.
And once more. The fast-racing current under the ice swiftly carries the shattered restraining barrier downstream. Followed instantly by...
Mon Dieu! What is this? We break away, float free!
Free? Free, Big Jacques! To finish an unfinished contest begun years ago!
A contest begun years ago? Who are you, anyway?
I am the Avenging Blade of Justice returned to Earth for one purpose! But I will grant you just more justice than I receive! A sporting chance to live, to live, to live, to live, to live, to live. Only if you get the puck past me and score, do you live.
And if
not Death Head.
And he's not Death Head.
And he's not Death Head.
And he's not Death Head.
And if not, then you die! Die a miserable death that is due to you! The buck, it's heading for the edge of the ice floe. I must stop it, or it's offside, and the game is over.
But at the brink, the speeding puck hits an invisible barrier wall and caroms back.
You see, the puck is back in play! I give you a fighting chance!
Soki Blue, he plays mysterious games, but there is an unseen wall. Then Big Jacques uses it for his advantage.
Cunningly, reversing his direction, he heads directly for his waiting opponent. But, in a split second, reverses. He backsticks the puck away from his direction of travel.
I feed you your own poison, Death Head.
Death Head. Death Head. Death Head.
Another sizzling impact with the invisible wall. Another carom. Another carom again.
Nice try there, Big Shark! But I did I not make myself clear before? No one alive can get past me! Unless you want to die! Die trying!
We will see, Deathmask, who loses head before this match is over. You or me?
You or me?
Big Jacques, with his hockey stick, goes and takes a big swing at the skeleton-faced goaltender. He chops his head off, practically.
Now, let's see who loses head first.
They go over the waterfall.
Ho, 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 ho! The last laugh is mine!
Ah!
It is over in moments as the icy waters close over two figures clutched in a deadly hold. All that survives is a grinning mask of death, bobbing on remorselessly on the currents.
vengeance is mine! My vengeance is complete! Jacques Leduc, son of the partner who murdered me! Now, I can rest in peace!
You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKW 95.9 FM. We do this in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. All right. You have just listened to a reading of Strange Sports Stories, number 5, June, the year 1974.
Damn it! chains, looking for familiar faces in an empty windowpane. Listening for the secret, searching for the sound, but I could only hear the preacher and the baying of his hounds. The willow sky, well, I walk and wonder why they say love your brother, but you would catch it when you try.
Hiding in the darkest forests of the great Northwest.
Bigfoot is here.
K-Tel's Bigfoot is here, and far from frightening, it can be great fun. You can make footprints in the snow. Follow the leader. Make up your own games.
Bigfoot, you're fun!
Bigfoot from K-Tel.
We'll be right back.
what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. It's the end of my shift, end of my show. It's Comic Book Radio Theater. It goes from 1 a.m. to 6 in the morning. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. Done with reading comic books to you, done with listening to music and all that. Done. Okay, come back for more next week. We will have fun once again. As we're going out that exit door, how about we listen to a band out of Peterborough, Ontario? They are known as Tapes in Motion. Yes, Tapes in Motion. That's what we'll do. Keep listening to the 95.9 FM CKUW. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
Kids, little kids, mums and dads. Everyone's having fun in the snow with Kaytel's Snow Block Maker. Just scoop up some snow, pack it down, turn it over, and out pops a perfect snow block. Stack them up to make snow forts, igloos, all kinds of healthy outdoor fun. Turn your backyard into a winter wonderland with Kaytel's Snow Block Maker. $2.99. Comes complete with aluminum shaping shovel.
Can't show. This is my reputation, my castle. secret war, a battle fought in shadows behind my bedroom door. You see a painted picture, but cracks begin to show. The face I wear is breaking, but you don't have to know. I'm double-sided, and I can't hide it. These walls are closing in on my mind. And though I fight it, I can't rewrite it. These haunted walls will not leave me
Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.